This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
And this is Monster in My Podcast.
And this is, the end of Extragonanza. We've got the turtle dragon and the dragon.
There's a monster in my podcast.
Yeah, and this is not to spoil it, but these are pretty shitty.
Yeah, pretty bad.
The turtle dragon is exactly as cool as a giant turtle. Right. No cooler, no less cool.
Yes, it is a giant seafaring turtle that sometimes uses, there's a lot of loving attention paid to the effect that its shell has on sailors.
Yes. Yeah, which is very weird. A lot of medicine cabineting. You can take them apart and use their shells for shields and armor and stuff. Great. But mostly they're just giant turtles. I don't know what the word dragon is fucking doing here.
Neither do I.
Like, we're going to get to a giant turtle. I'm almost sure of it.
Yeah. I mean, I could just browse in this document to get there, but I'm going to wait for the suspense.
Yeah. It is silly that this thing is even rubbing shoulders with the dragons.
I know, right? Like, it's just kind of like it just barely squeaked by as a hanger on. He's nipping at their toes, snapping.
Ugh.
Even. Yeah. No, I do like that they can belch forth a cloud of scalding steam. I just picture him throwing a bunch of shrimp up and then just like cooking it for the sailors. Like, yo guys, what up? Ceviche.
And then the green dragon comes and makes ceviche.
the acid cooks it.
All right. I flipped through the back just to see if there's a turtle real quick. And I don't want to spoil cast for like a year from now, but eventually we're going to get to something called the Thought Eater.
Ah, I love
the Thought
Eater.
About the Thought Eater.
Gotta love the Thought Eater.
Yeah, gotta love the Thought Eater.
Yeah. But yeah, these guys are pretty dumb. Let's talk about the dragon,
we can move on to this thing that is also not that good.
Yeah. So this is just a manticore-ass manticore.
Yep. with dragon wings, which somehow gets it into this list.
Right. It is the dangerous qualities of a lion and a brass dragon. And also the eyebrows of a young Vincent Price. look at this eyebrow, this guy's eyebrow game.
They are bigger than his head. He's like the Bill Berry of dragons. The best thing about this guy is that it implies that brass dragons definitely fucked a manticore.
Oh yeah.
Like 100% a brass dragon got into it with a manticore, which is like pretty much, you know, plays in with what I like. He finds like a manticore who will listen to what he's talking about.
Okay.
You know, he's like, oh, do you actually want to hear about what I did my thesis on? Oh, okay. Let me get it. Yeah. Wow. Oh, so the abstract is, really, you're interested in this? And then like kind of one thing leads to the manticore just kind of like curls up, like lackadaisically eats some meat, maybe makes a purring noise. And then he's just like, hey, no girl's ever understood me like this before. You know, like
Gary,
am I alone? Do I feel something here? And then
I don't want to make this dark, but one of the brass dragon's powers, its breath weapon, is sleep gas.
Oh no, he's like the Cosby dragon.
Oof.
Yeah, that's no good.
Rough. It couldn't go unsaid. I didn't want to make this guy sound like he was, I didn't want to have any redeeming qualities on the brass dragon.
No, I feel like the brass dragon wouldn't do that. Okay. I feel like he's got, because he's like, I don't know. I just have a feeling. Listen, his boys will be boys. Oh, he wouldn't do that. Look at his school record.
Brought to you by our backers at patreon.com/duckfeedtv.